And we have a crowded field in the 83rd state representative district. Shane Hernandez, the current state rep, not seeking re-election as he runs for Congress. And so several Republicans have piled on, saying they want the chance to serve. And the first one that we had a chance to talk to is online with us right now. He is Charles Armstrong II. Charles, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Appreciate you being with us. Tell us a bit about yourself.
I'm 39 years old. I'm a truck driver by trade. And I know a lot about the roads. I've also got 20 years experience in entertainment. And things need to change.
How?
How?
Yeah.
Well, for instance, the roads. They don't use the material that they should use. That's why our roads always fall apart. We need to invest into the roads and have better roadways for next 100 years.
And so where does that money come from?
It could come from different tax programs, you know, like there's a marijuana tax. Here in Michigan, why don't we pull money out of that tax and put it into the roads?
So taxing marijuana sales to fund roads.
Yeah.
What are some other issues that propelled you to run?
Well, Lansing is corrupt.
How so?
I'm not a big fan of Lansing.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Governor Whitmer. And I'm not a big fan of this COVID-19 stuff that we're all being played about. Because it's all leading up to Mark of the Beast in Revelation 13. Nobody be able to buy, sell, or trade without the chip.
The chip.
Yeah, the chip, the what? Mark.
The mark. Okay, I'm not quite sure I'm following.
Also too, I'm upset about how people are getting ripped off by Lansing. Mm-hmm. Things all these politicians do is come out ever so often for a vote. Then you never hear from them ever again. You know, that wouldn't be way with me. I would make a commitment weekly to meet with the voters and let them know what Lansing is fixing to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And yeah. Healthcare, a little bit about healthcare. It's a choice, not a right. It should be a choice. You get to pick and determine your own health care.
In what way? Explain how that would work.
You go see a health care provider. You go see health care insurance. Pick out your health care plan. And health care is not a right. It's a choice.
Okay, so more choice in healthcare. What made you decide to run? What was the tipping point where you said that you decided you wanted to be on the ballot to run for a state rep?
Well, it's tipping point. You found interest, you know. I'm not owned by any special interest. I'll tell you that right now. I have not been filling out any profile stuff from any super PACs. Or anything like that. So I just had a passion for government because what's going on in government is the policy is already written, and that's against the Constitution.
Which policy?
What? All the bills, all the laws, they're already written. It's against the Constitution, okay?
Okay.
It's got to get back to the basics. You go in, You get elected to office, you draft up a bill, you put it through committee, then you put it through both the House and Senate, then it goes to the governor or the president if you're on federal level. There ain't no reason for these elected officials to be doing what they're doing.
Okay.
Taking all this money, because they're all bought and paid for with their fake suits, their phony smiles, and their fake hellos.
All right. In conclusion, why on August 4th, Charles, should voters in Michigan's 83rd House District vote for Charles Armstrong II?
I'm an American. I'd support my district, and I'd get out with the voters.
Okay. Well, we wish you all the best. We appreciate you being with us early this morning. Thank you for running, and thanks for joining us.
I'm not bought and paid for.
Right.
Like a lot of people are, and I'd be a new face in office.
You would be indeed. Charles, we appreciate your time. Best of luck to you. Thanks so much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.